Good afternoon. The upper level disturbance that brought cooler temperatures and scattered showers to our area over the last 24 to 36 hours continues to move through the region. As a result, we have mostly cloudy skies, a chilly northwest breeze, and an occasional passing shower. Some of the showers could briefly come down a little heavier, maybe even a rumble of thunder in some spots, especially across the higher terrain. But the bigger story today will be the breeze and the chill, with high temperatures only making it into the middle and upper 60s. That system will pivot out of our region to the north and east, leaving us generally dry with partly cloudy skies tonight and lows back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. This will set us up for a dry day on Saturday. Again, we'll have a fair amount of clouds from time to time, but enough sun will break through, so we'll call it partly sunny. It'll be breezy and milder with highs reaching the middle and upper 70s. On Sunday, another front will drape itself across the area, producing partly to mostly cloudy skies and a few passing showers. Again, the chance of a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-70s. A wave of low pressure will ride along this front on Monday, keeping the weather a bit unsettled to start next week. Still, temperatures will reach the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs. Beyond this time frame, it looks like we'll have a couple of dry days on Tuesday and Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s both days before we introduce another round of scattered showers and storms on Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the storm that's moving through our region will push a cold front all the way down to Florida, producing scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms to much of the peninsula through the day today. In the wake of the low pressure system, a cool air mass will persist across the eastern United States, with high temperatures expected to be 5 to 15 degrees below average. These temperatures should moderate by the weekend. The same front extending west into the southern plains, along with the arrival of upper level disturbances, will provide some focus for showers and thunderstorms across the central United States through tomorrow. Some of the storms could be severe. Across the west, a weak cold front will reduce the heat they've seen recently. However, highs are still forecast to remain 5 to 15 degrees above average across areas from the Pacific Northwest to the Great Basin. The cold front will bring scattered showers and thunderstorms to much of the interior west into the weekend, with the most widespread precipitation expected at higher elevations. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Celina and Brimson, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy in the mid-70s, Boston, partly sunny and breezy with a few showers in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine, breezy with highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 56. The record high, 96, set in 1892, and the record low, 39, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy with a passing shower today and highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and breezy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and milder, mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm Sunday, mid 70s. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday, mid to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday of next week in the upper 70s. And a chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday, high temperatures in the middle and upper 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.